We start this hour with the latest from Kentucky, where the death toll from tornadoes and storms over the weekend has climbed to at least 74, and more than 100 people are still reported missing. President Biden will travel to the area tomorrow and help us on the way in the form of donations, volunteers, and relief workers. One of them is Andrew Dunn. He's on the tornado response team at AmeriCares, a relief group. Andrew, hello.
Hi, Scott. How are you today?
I'm well. Can you tell us where you've been on the ground the last day or two, and what have you seen that will stay with you?
Sure. So we got here and initially went to Mayfield on Sunday and then spent time in Dawson Springs, Bremen, Madisonville, and Benton, among a few other places yesterday. In terms of what I've seen, it's been a really shocking level of destruction in some of these communities. The power and the violence with which this tornado came through is really stunning and really upended a lot of these communities in a really, really profound way.
Yeah, I saw one person quoted saying an entire hillside is now 3 feet tall pile of rubble. I mean, how do you describe one scene you've been to?
Sure. So in Dawson Springs, for example, yesterday, there was an entire neighborhood essentially where the homes were reduced to the foundations. You know, the remains of the homes were essentially matchsticks and just rubble. Nothing immediately identifiable as ever, you know, having been a dwelling, which is really stunning. The contrast, because of, you know, how these tornadoes hit, is pretty incredible to see. You know, the entire community is affected, but you know, large swathes are just destroyed, and then, you know, you go a few, you know, a mile in the other direction or even less, and there's relatively little damage. So just a really surreal contrast in a lot of places.
In these communities, as far as the residents you've talked to, what did they tell you about what they went through and what they need now?
You look at the destruction and it's immediately overwhelming, but these folks are very grateful to have come through, you know, what is a once-in-a-lifetime, essentially, a disaster in their community. So gratitude that they're alive and well and able to begin the recovery process. Certainly a degree of despair as well. You know, there's a healthy mix of emotions here. In terms of the immediate needs, there, you know, it's really broad. So across the board, food, shelter, health needs, water, power is coming back on, but is still spotty in many places. So the needs are pretty broad at this point.
And as far as what your team at AmeriCares is providing, what are you focusing on delivering?
So AmeriCares is a health-focused organization, and one of the things we always focus on are supporting clinics and health facilities in the community who are really providing care to these folks who've been affected by disaster. So as a health-focused organization, we're really looking at both the acute and more chronic care needs that are going to arise from this. So in the immediate aftermath of a disaster, there's a lot of need for trauma care. So things like wound care supplies, orthopedic supplies, tetanus vaccine for those who are in the rubble and doing recovery work and have been pulled from the rubble. So those are some of the more immediate needs. Long term, these folks have lost access in a lot of cases to their healthcare providers, to their medicine. So chronic needs like diabetes medicine, insulin, heart care meds, those are all going to be, you know, something that we expect to see. In addition to things like hygiene supplies, folks don't have access to their homes. They may be displaced or in a shelter or staying elsewhere. So it really runs the gamut. And AmeriCares is, positioned to provide all of that relief through local partners.
I guess as far as these phases, the immediate needs and what's longer term, as you're starting to talk about, can you help us understand that a little bit more, perhaps after the TV cameras are gone? What are some of the longer-term health needs?
Yeah, so it's a good question. You know, as I mentioned, a lot of the, you know, chronic care meds, folks with chronic conditions, those are not going away. And the thing that's changed is really their access to where they'd normally get that care. So we're looking to support clinics and providers who are maybe seeing a surge in patients and need support there. Another huge component in disasters like this is the need for mental health services. And when a community has been really devastated and affected to the extent that the communities here have, there are long-term mental health needs, and folks need to process and help come to terms with the fact that their communities, in many cases, have been permanently changed, and that's a very difficult thing for anyone to have to deal with.
Andrew Dunn is with the Tornado Response Team at AmeriCares, a health-focused relief group. Andrew, thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Scott.